What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is the first time you've tuned into this particular podcast, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast about Minecraft. So if you like Minecraft, I'm glad you stopped by. But this is specifically about Minecraft updates. Now, sometimes we talk about updates that are actually coming to the game, such as the 1.21 update that brings such features as the trial chambers, the new copper blocks, and also the crafter. So a lot of great features coming in the future very soon, but also updates that we would like to see added to the game. Things that we theorize about the future of Minecraft development. Things that we think, hey, this feature needs to be changed somehow because it's just not measuring up to the standard that the rest of the features are. So we talk a lot about those kinds of things. And if those things are interesting to you, if you talk about like stuff like that with your friends, or you like to think about those things on your own, then this is the place for you. You have found the podcast for you. So thank you so much for dropping by and tuning in and giving it a chance. If you enjoy what you are listening to, consider subscribing on whatever platform you find yourself listening on, whether that's Apple Podcasts, maybe you're listening to it on Spotify, wherever you find yourself listening to Dig Straight Down, consider subscribing if you haven't already. And also, if you really, really enjoy it, consider passing it along to a friend who might also enjoy it. Maybe you have a friend who plays Minecraft with you, and you talk about things that should be changed about the game, or you talk about the latest updates. Maybe they would enjoy this podcast as well. So please consider sharing it with someone you think would enjoy it, and I can't wait to see the community grow even more. Let's kick off this episode with the Q&A segment. Now, the Q&A segment is when I turn the spotlight onto you guys, the listeners, in the form of I ask you a question, and then you provide me with your responses, and then I react to those responses. So, a few episodes ago, I asked you guys this question. What recently added Minecraft feature do you interact with the most? There's a lot of additions to Minecraft that come out in updates, some of which kind of fall to the wayside. They sort of go under the radar after a while. I'm thinking specifically of the Allay. You know, things like that, where these features should have been very, very exciting and interacted with on a you know, daily basis in the game, but they find themselves kind of falling out of popularity. So I want to see what features you interact with the most that have been recently added to the game. These features that have captured your imagination, have changed the way you play. I want to see what you had to say. Briar Rabbit says, probably the bamboo blocks and planks. They make designing rooms that theme is green and yellow way easier. The bamboo set in Minecraft really is game-changing. It's such an easy way to get a large supply of planks very early on in the game. Even farming planks is just so easy. And also, it just is a good-looking block set. The full bamboo block is really good-looking. The planks are good-looking. All of the things that you can make with it, the trap door, the door, just really good-looking blocks to use. And I personally am glad that they added it to the game as well. Mark says the armor trims are literally the best and second best thing that has happened to armor. First would be enchantments. Love the podcast. Keep it up. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, so the armor trims, I was very excited for the armor trims. Now, I know that the armor trims don't do anything practical in the game. I'm not one of those people that believes everything has to be practical that's added to the game. Like, something has to have, like, some sort of use that changes the way you play. But the armor trims are such a good addition to the game because they are a trophy item. You genuinely get excited when you find armor trims because, one, they are fairly rare to find, and some of them are rarer than others, so there's sort of a tier that you can go by. They're highly customizable, and you can change the way you look in the game based on the trims that you use. Now, this has been something that I've been thinking about lately is the importance of appearance in Minecraft and skins. In Java, and even in Bedrock to a certain degree, but especially in Java, you can really change the way you appear based on what your skin looks like and highly customize that. But then you go ahead and you plop on all of your armor on top of that. Nobody can see your skin anymore. And so that sort of takes away some of the uniqueness, like on a multiplayer server, of each player sort of having their own appearance and their own personality showing through. But now you can kind of offset that a little bit with the armor trims, and I think it's such a great addition to the game, and honestly, one of the best additions that have come to the game in the more recent updates. Energy Turtle says, the new copper blocks. The copper bulbs are very useful for lighting. The copper bulbs are really, really cool, I gotta say. As a light source, they're very, very different than all the other light redstone-enabled light sources. Not only are they, you're able to put them on, you know, just freestanding and toggle them on and off, and they retain their whatever, you know, their active setting, so, you know, you don't have, sort of like how a redstone lamp needs an active redstone signal going into it to be on, the copper bulb does not need that. It just needs to be toggled on or toggled off, and then you can remove the redstone input, and it stays in that state. That's so versatile for lighting purposes. But on top of that, you can change the light level that it emits based on how oxidized it is. And that, to me, is pretty amazing as well. So I think the copper bulb is great, not to mention the redstone capabilities that it has unlocked. Now, I can't get into the weeds on that because I'm not a redstone person, but I have seen redstone people sing the praises of copper bulbs because of how useful they are in redstone as a redstone component. So that is something to consider as well. A Banana says, the dog armor, because it's so cool. I like it also because it has the same protection strength as diamond horse armor. And now I would add on to that, now that the tamed wolves are actually better in that they have doubled the health points and take less damage from environmental factors, the dog armor, the tamed wolf armor, is amazing. So I think that it is now a great addition. I would not have said it was a great addition earlier, before they made those changes to tamed wolves, but now I think that it is going to be worth having for your pet. Mr. Dude says, wind charges so I can do easy parkour. Well, I don't know how easy it is. You do have to be quite good at using wind charges, but I believe wind charges are amazing, an amazing addition to the game, and people are going to be doing crazy things with it, absolutely. Torben says, I mostly make adventure maps, so the new block palette and trial spawners have been incredible. I love making PvE fun again. Yes, so the new block palette, obviously great as for builders, but the trial spawners, I think that the trial spawners are an amazing addition to the game, and it's good that these things can't be really readily farmed, because it pushes you to go find other trial spawners in the world, but I do think that they are a great addition to the game. Sarah says, the higher build limit, and yes, the higher build limit was just a world-changing event that happened in Minecraft, you know, previously, before whatever update the higher limit came in. I think it was Caves and Cliffs Part 1 that the higher build limit came in. Before that, there was a hard limit on the world and on how high you could build, and it wasn't very high. But now that has been almost doubled, and it's an incredible thing because now the landscape of Minecraft looks so much more immersive with the high mountains that we can have, but also the building ability that we have now, building such vast buildings higher up into the sky is incredible. So I absolutely agree. And finally, James says, boats in Bedrock Edition no longer making you take fall damage when you row it off a drop. I'm glad that they made that change for Bedrock, because that's something that I love to have in Java. It's very, very useful for getting off of really high cliffs, maybe even in cities, trying to get off of in cities without taking any fall damage. Very, very useful, and I'm glad that you guys in Bedrock Edition have that as well. Well, thanks, guys, for these comments, and if you would like yours to be read out on an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there. Or you can go to the Discord and drop by the channel that I have dedicated to the Q&A segment, and you can do it there as well. And I will do my best to read as many of those as I can in a future episode. Speaking of the Discord, the link is in the description of this episode. So go on over and check that out and join. There's a lot of fun to be had over there. Not only are there people talking about Minecraft, talking about the podcast, ideas that they have for new updates, but also there's challenges that we have that are community-driven and Discord exclusive. So if you enjoy the one block challenge that I do every week on this podcast, you will enjoy some of those more community-driven, Discord-exclusive challenges that are very, very similar. So go check that out and join, and I hope you have a good time. Speaking of the one-block challenge, this is your last chance to send me an idea for the one-block challenge. All of the details are going to be in the description of this episode, so please go check that out and send me your idea by the end of today. The theme is transparent or transparency, so I've been seeing a lot of really cool ideas so far been pouring in, and I can't wait to see yours. Just make sure you get yours in by the end of today so that you have a chance of being read out as a winner on Friday's episode. All right, guys, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. And because this is a Wednesday episode, I'm going to be continuing my discussion on my own little theoretical update for Minecraft. And I'm calling this the Pets and Friends update. This is an update to pets and an update to friendly or neutral NPCs, just to give the game a little bit more life, a little bit more feeling of not being so alone if you find yourself playing in single player. Now, obviously, there are a lot of issues that need to be addressed when it comes to pets, but the one that I'm going to be delving into in this episode is death. Pets dying in Minecraft. Probably the number one gripe that the community has about how pets work in Minecraft is how easily they die. Pets are so fragile in Minecraft, and they are often left at home, at your home base, instead of going on adventures with you, because they are so fragile. You lose them so easily in the game. There's so many dangers out in the wilds of Minecraft, and your pets just cannot handle them. And because we often leave them at home instead of taking them with us when we go mining or we go raiding in a woodland mansion, any sort of adventure you have in Minecraft, because we don't take them with us as often, they tend to become decorations instead of pets. You know, we tend to have them sat in a single little area, just sitting there, wasting their lives away, not really being pets, more just being decorations and little additions to your base, instead of actually being those pets. So we want that to be different. Because in real life, pets are often considered part of the family. They're not like your lamp or your desk or your couch. They're not pieces of furniture. They're not decoration for your home. These are living beings. These are living creatures that we take care of, that we have adopted into our families and into our homes. And we want to treat them like that in real life. That's the sort of feel that we want to have with pets in Minecraft. Now, obviously, it's not the same thing. A pet in Minecraft is not a member of your real life family. Obviously, I'm not saying that. But we want to have that sort of feeling that when you as a player in Minecraft have a pet, you want them to feel as if they are a very vital part of the experience. And because we lose them so easily in the game, because there's so many dangers out there and your pets just cannot handle them, you tend to just leave them at home so they don't die. And then that whole feeling of them being a vital part of your Minecraft journey, that goes away. That can't happen because they're sitting there at home waiting for you to come by. And when you're at home, how can you interact with them? There's not really much that you can do with them at home. So they're considered part of the family in real life. We want that feeling in Minecraft. And because they die so easily, that feeling is very hard to come by. So one solution to this problem is to make pets less fragile and able to handle more damage and more danger in the world. Now, for the tamed wolf in 1.21, we are seeing this happen. Like I said earlier, the tamed wolf had their health updated so that now they have double the health. They also can heal twice as quickly when you feed them rotten flesh or whatever food heals them. So they heal more quickly, they're able to take more damage, and they actually take less damage from certain environmental factors. Now, I have yet to understand what environmental damage means in Minecraft. I think the update notes on that tended to hint at damage that came from the player. So, you know, when you accidentally hit your dog while you're swinging your sword, it's not going to take as much damage from that, which is a great addition. But what I'm hoping is that includes drowning damage, suffocation damage, fall damage, explosion damage, all of those kinds of factors. I really hope that your pet is going to take less damage from that. Your dog is going to take less damage from that. But we have yet to see this kind of come to the other pets in Minecraft. And the other pets in Minecraft, in my opinion, are obviously cats and parrots. But I would also argue that horses should be included in this pet category along with those other three animals. So one solution, yes, is to make them more less fragile, more tough, more able to handle damage out in the world. But on top of that, what I hope to see happen is that one day Mojang allows pets to respawn after death, just like the player. Now, either pets should have their own beds that they respawn at, like the player, or they should respawn at the player's bed. But I like the idea of having their own beds in Minecraft, just so that your horse isn't spawning in your side of your little bedroom, potentially taking suffocation damage. I mean, that could totally happen since your horse is a large animal. That could totally happen. So if you have a stable where you have a little bed of straw, that's your horse bed, and your horse dies tragically, it could respawn back at your base, safe in its stable, waiting for you to come back and reclaim it. So that's what I would like to see. I do think that it would get kind of crazy if a player decided to overload a world with pets, and I feel like this could happen in a multiplayer world very quickly. So maybe this could be balanced out if your pets only respawn if they are connected to a bed, and they would not respawn if they do not have a bed. So if you tame a wolf, it is not a guarantee that it will be with you forever. You need to make sure that there is a bed that it is connected to in order for it to respawn, very similarly to how you work as a player. Now, as a player playing in normal survival mode, if you die, you're not connected to a bed or a respawn anchor, you respawn at the spawn of the world. I don't think that this should be the case for pets. I think that the ability to keep your pet alive is enough. I feel like if you are constantly having your pets respawn, one, you're never going to be able to get rid of your pets if you have to for some practical reason. And that would be pretty bad for a multiplayer server. If there's people out there who have 20 pets, that could get pretty bad pretty quickly for a server. So we don't want that to happen. We want to be able to control the pet population in your world, and having them just die permanently would be a good way to do that. So if you need a pet to die permanently, just breaking their bed and having them die somehow, and then they don't respawn, that could be a way to keep that under control. Now, to further balance this out, pet beds, in my opinion, should be more expensive to craft, or they should be rare loot, as rare as name tags. So name tags, very useful for pets, but also maybe pet beds should be found in certain loot chests, and be as rare as finding a name tag. I feel like that would be a good degree of balancing this out. Now, all of this would allow a player to enjoy the pet system in Minecraft and take their pets with them on adventures without worrying about losing them forever, but also being able to lose them forever if for some reason you need to. If you're lagging out your world because you have 50 dogs, maybe it's time to decrease that population. Remember, this is just a game. It's not real life. So that's fine. It's fine. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. In next Wednesday's episode, I'm going to be covering further issues with pets, such as pets having to be babysat, pets getting in the way or not doing what they should. I'm going to be talking about that kind of thing in the next Wednesday's episode, so stay tuned for that. Remember, you can send me your questions and comments, theories, speculations, whatever you want to talk about Minecraft. You can send it to me at digstraightdowncast@gmail.com, and you might be having your message read out in a Thursday episode, so keep that in mind. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.